Chapter 2 Dirty Rushers. August 23rd, 1990. On her way home from work, Betsy took the pink bike on a detour along the southern edge of campus, past Norman Hall, which was directly behind Sorority Row. She stopped in the parking lot under a shady tree, a couple of hundred yards away from the rear entrance of her former sorority house. She felt an urgent, morbid curiosity, and wanted proof that the world continued to revolve without her. She watched from a distance as people hurried up and down the back stairwell, shuttling suitcases and boxes. She'd lost touch with most of the friends she'd made during her 2.5 years there, though their faces were all still so familiar. Ginny was the only one who didn't stop calling after she turned in her PIN. Caroline stuck around, but Betsy was convinced it was only for the entertainment value. She liked to watch Betsy suffer. It was the last Friday in August, and 1,500 freshman girls in linen sundresses were about to emerge from their newly assigned dorm rooms, with their stiff sheets just out of the package and freshly stocked mini-fridges, to participate in the ritual of Sorority Rush, which had been happening on campus since 1948. In Florida, securing a bid from one of the university's 16 houses also involved wrestling with a perpetually sweaty upper lip, oppressive humidity, and a caste system so complicated that it left everyone involved baffled and a little bruised. For 10 days leading up to Rush, before the semester began, sisters returned to Gainesville early to put in mandatory 14-hour days rehearsing songs and skits and building sets for the song and dance numbers they'd put on during Rush parties, crafting a convincingly ridiculous front to conceal the evil genius mechanism at work behind it. This is what Betsy had come to witness now, to see the evidence that it was real, and it was all still happening without her. It was impossible to watch them file into the house and not let a flood of memories come rushing back. Betsy first met Ginny and Caroline on bid day, the afternoon when Rushies learned which house they pledged, and then sprinted to the sorority with mascara-stained tears.